Okay, let's pretend like we're starting now. We'll fix it all in post. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And I am super happy to be here today because, as usual, I get to hang out with really cool people. And Ben, I know you're about to
So
look
in other
around.
words, we have to get the show over quickly so you can hang out with them.
They're waiting for Jeff. Yeah, let's get done with this.
Yes.
All right. So what I'm hearing is wrap this up and then head over to the pub. Got it.
You go.
Yeah, drink your lunch. Also, drink responsibly, people. Don't like
Yeah,
drink and
don't drive
drive.
to the pub either. Stumble
Yep, drink
back.
responsibly, spend irresponsibly.
There
There
we
you go.
go. There we go. And that beautiful voice. That's Ben. Ben, how are you?
I am fantastic.
It is great
And
to see you.
before we go on, I do have a little bit of news.
Oh, do tell.
Yes, pretty soon I will be starting a new day job. Since that day job is here in the US and actually in a physical location, it does mean my appearances on the British network or tech network will be a little bit more sporadic.
Okay, so I am sad that you won't be with us every single week. However, that is a small price to pay, and I am super excited and happy for you for landing a gig. Go you!
Yay.
Congratulations.
However, Tom will be here all the time.
That's right. I'm not encumbered by that work thing.
That just sounds like some crazy fantasy thing. You're just making that up, aren't you?
I am.
We live in the United States. We don't get to retire.
Yeah, we do. It's called dying.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But that will actually reflect poorly on your next performance evaluation because you'll get dinged for failing to call in
Yeah, you
dead.
didn't ask for your time off.
Yeah, you didn't get pre-approval to die and not come to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. We laugh, but that's only because we'd have to cry otherwise. Welcome to working in the United States. Yeah. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. It's nice to be into spring. Finally, we're getting some spring weather. Always like to talk about the weather. It's nice, so that's always a good thing. May Day was yesterday, my sister's birthday, so we had a long conversation about the history of Labor Day and why the US does not celebrate it on May 1st.
Why do we not celebrate it on May 1st?
It's a long story, but it seems like the fact that May Day was associated with communism in the early 20th century may have had some influence on the US not wanting to celebrate it on the same day. And also the Soviets turned May Day into a military day. So, Cold War, communism stuff, you know how we are about that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's
Yeah.
like, hey, we'll just put it at the beginning of summer.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, so which is it, Labor Day or Memorial Day, where you have to stop wearing white
Labor
based on
Day. Labor
Labor
Day.
Day?
Labor
Okay.
Day, see, no more, can't wear white after Labor Day.
Okay, so that's what it is. That's why we changed it. So it'd be easier to
That's
remember what day
right.
to stop wearing white
That's
clothes.
right. All right. It was a fashion tip.
Now we just have to remember which is Memorial Day and which is Labor Day.
Yeah, nobody remembers.
I can't remember. Yeah, all I know is that there are 2 days, one spring, one summer, where unexpectedly, I'm not getting mail and I can't get a hold of clients.
We should just call them summer bookend holiday one, summer bookend holiday two. Wouldn't that be easier to remember?
That'd be it. Yeah.
Maybe not.
Well, okay. We are talking about the United States. We're talking about Americans, and we will still find a way to be confused about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, so we are here, and we are supposed to do our tech news topics. So, Tom, you have the first one. Okay, everyone, fair warning before we hop into to Tom's piece. For some reason, people are getting a 502 error going into the live chat. I, however, am not. So what I'm doing is relaying everyone's links into the chat. So hold on, give me a second.
You
Man,
know,
we are just like true
wasn't there
professionals.
an old World War II movie called Relay Station Gamut? Wasn't that a movie?
Oh yeah, Academy Award winning. I'm
Yes,
sure.
yeah.
There. Okay, so Tom, tell us about your story, and I need to hold on. I need to write down Relay Station Gamut because we might have
Yes.
our show title.
Well,
Okay,
Tom
tell us
should be
about your
doing it
story.
because he does the posting.
That's right. And by the way, Chuck, if you're listening, you still owe me some bribes for not using some of the suggested names.
Yeah, he does.
That's kind of an inside baseball story. But Chuck, if you're listening, I'm waiting for the check. So my story is about the security breach at UnitedHealth in the US, which is a massive healthcare provider that does a whole bunch of stuff. So they have a lot of data on a lot of people. And they got
Including mine.
breached. Yeah, I think I may be in it as well. It got breached, I want to say some like 4 to 6 weeks ago, at least that when we found out. And there are probably three things about this story. Number one is it's a massive breach and it's causing havoc, not only with the lost data, but the fact that they were down was causing massive problems for hospitals and doctors. They basically weren't getting paid. I think they're still not getting paid because they're not fully up yet. The second problem is, of course, the loss of all the data, and healthcare companies tend to have quite a bit of information about you. And then the
Yeah,
most recent
a
thing,
lot of it PHI.
yeah. And then the most recent news was we learned that they actually paid the ransom, $22 million, to get their data back, and they're trying to rebuild their systems. And the CEO was dragged in front of, I think it was the Senate yesterday, and we learned that one of the major problems, it was a Citrix portal that got breached. And one of the major problems with that portal was it didn't even have two-factor authentication turned on.
Holy crap.
Right. So it's 2024, and a healthcare company or a portal access to their data doesn't even have basic two-factor authentication.
And UHC is one of the largest insurance comp health insurance companies in the United States, if not the
Yeah.
largest.
Yeah, I have my healthcare through UnitedHealthcare, which is related. So I guess everybody has all my personal and medical data now. You can buy it on the web
Yes.
soon. And I guess, you know, one interesting thing, there's always this debate about whether or not these companies, excuse me, should pay the ransom. But I think in a situation like this, I don't think they had a choice.
No.
I mean, if this stayed down for any more time, the healthcare system would just be completely wrecked.
I mean, UHC is UnitedHealth is going to face a lot of congressional scrutiny over this, and I would not be surprised if there were also some very hefty fines, as there should be. But it's nothing compared to what it would have been if they would have just said, no, we're not paying.
Right, that would have been a disaster.
Well,
And
this. Oh, go ahead, Ben.
I will say this. never pay the ransomers because there is no guarantee they will give you anything back.
Right. I mean, there was another case in the recent past where they paid the ransom and didn't get the data back. But it sounds like since the CEO said they were, you know, rebuilding the system, they must have gotten at least some data back.
Mm-hmm. I've written a lot about the whole corporate security space and ransomware. And man, this is straight up the worst case nightmare for United Health.
Yeah.
And of course they're going to be facing hearings and potential fines. A lot of people don't realize that the federal government says that you actually can't pay ransomware. So choosing to pay the ransomware puts the company in a potential legal bind, but at the same time, I mean, you have to weigh the pros and cons. And in this case, they were like, well, we have to do this. As far as
even if it means extra fines or literally somebody goes to jail.
Yeah.
Do you know what the penalties are for paying the ransom? Is it a fine? I'm assuming it's not a criminal thing where they put people in jail.
It's a fine, and it can vary. But I mean, what were they going to do? They were screwed. So a lot of people are talking about how AI is a horrible thing. This is where AI is actually a really useful thing. And the corporations that are using security systems that incorporate sophisticated AI and ML systems are much better prepared to be able to find those stupid little places like this. What was it? A Citrix box or something it had weak protection. And that's the sort of thing that the right tools will catch hopefully before something like this happens. I think it's also a really good example of why these companies need to understand how to silo data. Because if everything was siloed very strategically, then they would be down while they're recovering from this, but they would have a clean data set that couldn't have been compromised by the attackers. That said, it's very common to plant the malware and leave it for a long period, so you know that it gets through the entire backup system, and then when it triggers, you've actually backed up the attack that's going to screw you.
Right.
And then you lose everything.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and I'm guessing a company that doesn't have two-factor authentication on their Citrix portal is probably not doing a lot of strategic siloing and good backup practices anyway.
Probably not.
Go
ahead, Ben.
United Health needs to do a top to bottom complete overhaul and audit of their InfoSec.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I have a feeling that is already at least in the planning stages.
It better be.
Yeah, it better be. Well, and when they do their full audit, it needs to go beyond what are we doing with our systems? It needs to go out to every vendor they work with. And all the vendors those vendors work with, because any of those points can become the failure that allows something in and through the rest of the system.
Yeah, and I mean also a lot of people higher up in their chain of command need to be facing some pretty big scrutiny whether they need to be in those jobs.
Yeah, somebody needs to get fired for this. You know, they quite often don't take the punitive actions against the right people. But I, if I was the CEO, I'd be worried about my job right now.
Well, yeah, he should be losing it. They should be looking at the board itself.
Mm-hmm.
And either their CIO or CTO, they need to be coming up with some damn good answers too.
Well, and you wonder where something like with, you know, healthcare data, medical data, there's so many rules with HIPAA and all that stuff.
Which is going to probably heavily violate them.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the old story. So there's a breach, data gets lost, company gets fined and move on. A couple of people get fired, you know, but is there really, you know, should there be some sort of yearly, you know, like poultry factories get inspected every 6 months? Should the security operations of healthcare companies get inspected every year?
Yes, for anything that has PHI, they should have regular InfoSec audits.
I mean, for crying out loud, I have to get my car smog checked every 2 years.
True. Yeah. Yep.
You know.
Well, the good companies are, let me say it a different way, the well-prepared companies, they are running those very audits that
right.
that you're talking about. And they're doing it, if not annually, like every 6 months, quarterly. And if they're using the right system for their needs, then that audit is actually happening in real time all the time.
Right. That's the way to do it. But clearly they're not doing it.
No. And yet maybe someone should get fired. My guess is that a firing in this case, unless they find someone was grossly negligent, like they were told, hey, you need to update the security on right. this box, and they chose not to. Okay, that's to fire them. But I think any other firing in this case would probably be symbolic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah.
And then you have the bonus of just because they paid the ransomware and they got their data back doesn't mean the data was not kept. A copy of the data was kept. And of course it was. And it was probably mm-hmm. sold multiple times before they even paid the ransom.
Yeah.
And someone probably on the back end, not on the malware side, is pretty happy. I mean, there's companies out there that do malware and ransomware as a service. So you go to them and you hire them and say, these are the companies we want to target. And then whatever money is collected for the ransomware, the attacking company takes a cut, and then you get your part. So yeah, this is actually an industry.
Yeah, they're very happy as well.
Yeah, and they are clearly making money. Yep.
Well, I kind of regret posting a kind of a downer of a story.
It's okay.
Next week, I'll come in with a bright, cheery semiconductor story, I promise.
Yes.
Well, that sounds exciting. Hey, I'm going to move us on because we're on a tight schedule today.
Yes. And guess what I have? More bad news.
This is the Bad News Bears podcast.
Yeah.
So tell us about your story,
Ben. Okay. So there is something called the Supercharger Network.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically Tesla's, gas stations for electric cars, so to speak. Well, and everybody thought, hey, this is going to be a really important part of Tesla moving forward. Do you want to know who doesn't think so?
Oh.
Mr. I want to be paid $46 billion, Elon Musk, because he just fired all 500 people on the Supercharger team. He canceled four sites, and everybody who just switched over to the NACS chargers is now going like, what the ever living F?
Yeah, if I was a car maker that had decided to partner with Tesla for this as the charging standard, I would be furious. And I'd be talking with my legal team about how to proceed.
Yeah. I mean, also, if I were the Tesla board or and shareholders, I'd be talking about with my legal representation going forward, because do you remember that spot in the first Iron Man where they're talking about Stark as a ma weapons manufacturer that no longer makes weapons? Well, apparently, this is an electric car company that doesn't believe in electric cars.
Yeah, and you remember we talked some months ago about some other Tesla story where we were talking about how the long-term future of Tesla might really, their money might really come from the charging network and not so much selling cars because, they had that opportunity anyway. And now he's what is Musk thinking? He's throwing it all away.
Yeah.
Did he get pissed off at somebody and went nuclear and just got rid of the whole team? What? I mean, I know
Yeah.
he's under some financial stress, but there are a lot of places at Tesla you could cut back before you went after this team.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. This is, like you said, most likely Tesla's financial future. And
Yeah.
Elon just shut it down. They haven't released a new car in a long time. I mean, in the regular car line. Yes, we got the
Yeah, but then
Cybertruck.
it's instead of fanfare, that's more getting joke videos.
My wife and I were driving around the other day, and we saw actually a couple of Cybertrucks driving around. And you look at them, and we both just started laughing. They look so ridiculous, and the people driving them look so ridiculous. Anyway, that's a whole different story.
And there's manufacturing defects too,
Yeah, it's a
including the things getting
horrible.
rusty.
Yeah, it's a piece of junk.
Also, the recall of the entire inventory because the accelerator pedal
Right.
falls off
Whoops.
and gets stuck.
Whoops.
And the FSD woes.
Right.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, if I am on that board, between this and his that time with the artist formerly known as Twitter, I'm calling into question Elon Musk's ability to run Tesla effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. Except all the
Because, I
board
mean,
members are his buddies, so they're not going to do anything. Shareholders have to do something.
yeah, and I think that's going to end up happening because he might end up costing a lot of people a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because I mean, this isn't like SpaceX or X, where it's his own privately owned little toy. Tesla is a public company.
Yeah,
So he's not.
I don't know if there's enough anti-Musk shareholders to have a big impact. You have to get enough certain percentage of them to oust board members, when they have board member votes every 2 years or whatever they do that. It can be tough, but you have to get all the small investors together as a group and vote in one direction. That can be a
I mean,
real pain.
they start losing money,
Yeah.
and I haven't looked at Tesla's share. Well, it's like what,
Let's
down
see.
50%?
Ouch.
Let's see what it looks like.
Yeah, and by the way, We are not a financial investments podcast.
No, no, no.
So do not make investments based on what we're saying. We are
That's a
we are
really good
just
point.
three yeah, we are just three idiots with a live stream.
Yeah, the stock still isn't
Maybe
doing very
that's
well.
the show title.
Three idiots. Three idiots doing a live stream.
But it's just honestly, I can't tell you what Tesla's roadmap is right now, because it just
No.
seems like he took everything and just blew it up.
I have a feeling there's a lot of people inside Tesla that are saying exactly what you just said, Ben.
Yeah, because he spent all that time getting them to make that stupid Cybertruck, which, isn't going to make him a ton of money. And instead of building a lower end, I think he was calling it the Tesla 2.
Yeah,
To
Model
compete with
2.
all the, to compete with all the, Chinese, European, Japanese companies that are going to be coming out with lower end EVs, he's
Yeah,
going to give that
and
market
they're
away.
asking for that, the shareholders.
Yeah, and then since I made all those bad decisions, why don't I kill the best prospect for long term revenue in a supercharging network? That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's just a brilliant idea. Yeah. Hey, you know what actually is brilliant?
TSO
TSO
host.
hosts. That's right. And what makes them brilliant? Well, the fact that they offer a solid web hosting service, the fact that they offer great customer support, and the fact that when you need to buy domain names, they make it super easy and very affordable too. Why would I talk about that and come up with a segue from a story into this yet again? It's because what they're doing is taking the things that they do so well and giving that to us here at the British Tech Network so we can do what we do. The resources it takes to do all of this, it's kind of crazy. And it's more than we would be able to manage to bring together on our own. So TSO host said, well, we want to do something for the community. We love the British Tech Network. So here you go. So they're giving us the bandwidth to live stream shows to you every single week. They're giving us the hosting space so that there's a place for the website to live. And they're giving us server space so that all of the show files are there ready for you when you want to watch or listen at your leisure. And when I say we couldn't do this without them, it's true. So thank you, TSO hosts, for being here and supporting us. Now, please go online and thank TSO hosts for being here. Excuse me, let them know that you appreciate what they're doing. Just give them a little online love. That's all we need to do. But I will say, if you found some cool domain names that you need to buy, like Relay Station Gamut or Three Idiots with a Live Stream.com, why not go to TSO Hosts, because they're going to make it easy for you to grab that domain name, and they're going to give you a good price on it. And the bonus is, if you use the discount code BTN20 at checkout, you get an extra 20% off your order. So thank you, TSO host, for being here and supporting us. And now I'm going to pretend like Patrice is here. I'm going to channel my inner Patrice and tell you about the live chat. So we have a live chat that happens throughout the shows. Yes, I know today some people are getting 502 errors. Don't worry, that'll be resolved. But here's what you do. If you want to join in on the live chat and see the links to the articles and cool things that are about to happen, that's where you go and do it. So, and you can talk with us in real time. So to do that, you go to chat.britishtechnetwork.com. And then you can join in and interact with us, and it's loads of fun. So let's say though that you are watching or listening to a show recording after the fact, but you still want to see those links in that conversation. Then what you do is go to the other link, BritishTechNetwork.com/chat, and go me, I'm on a frackin' roll. So go there, and Patrice has made this really cool calendar. Click on the date for the episode that you're watching or listening to. So today, that would be May 2nd, 2024. And when you click on that, then you'll be able to find the chat for that day, and so you can go through.
Which will mostly just be Jeff.
Well, today it's me, because everyone is giving me their links and I'm throwing it in, but at least I'm including context. So like for Tom's story about United Health, it says Tom's story and then the link, and then Ben's Tessa's story, Ben's story, and then the link. So anyhow, just doing my part to help. And there you go. So that's the whole chat thing. Did I get all the chat stuff?
You got it perfect.
Holy yep. crap. Well, Patrice still does it better. Way better.
Yes, she does. She's the goat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Patrice is the goat for this. Yeah. All right. So with that, now let's do some cool things. And it looks like, Ben, you have the first cool thing.
Yes. For my cool thing, which is honestly on topic for this particular show,
mm-hmm.
we're going to take a little trip to the dark side.
Nice.
Yep. This May the 4th. Disney / Lucasfilm will be releasing Tales of the Empire. Basically, it's going to be just like last year's Tales of the Jedi,
mm-hmm.
but focused on a couple of Darksiders. First, we're going to have Ahsoka's BFF turned, you know, got her kicked out of the Jedi Order, Barriss Offee.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see her attempt to become a Sith Inquisitor.
Mm-hmm.
For the second set of episodes, we'll focus around Night Sister Morgan Elsbeth, who you most recently know from The Mandalorian and the Ahsoka series.
I am very much looking forward to this.
Yeah. It will be as typical in the Clone Wars animation style. And I bet that you cannot resist the power of the dark side.
You know, a lot of people, they discount shows like this simply because they're animated. Don't do no. that.
Yeah, this is some of the best Star Wars storytelling there is. Without this, we wouldn't have Ahsoka. We wouldn't have the Mandalorian. Because we have all these great characters that came from Star Wars animation that mm-hmm. are now the backbone of, Star Wars TV. And soon, Star Wars movies.
Yep. So, awesome pick. And it's streaming on the 4th on Disney Plus.
Yes. And with that, I also have to take a hike.
Well, Ben, do you have enough time to tell us where we can find you?
Yes, I do. You can find me on the social medias at Ben Rathig. It's good being the only person of your name on the planet, unlike mm-hmm. Jeff, who has a criminal in his town with the same name.
You'd think it'd be in the mirror universe, but no, they're here with me.
He might have come from the Mirror Universe.
Could be.
Yeah, you can find me on what do you call it? Oh yeah, Mac Voices Live with Chuck Joyner every Tuesday night, and I am also a regular panelist on In Touch with iOS with Dave Ginsberg every Thursday.
Awesome. Well, Ben, I know you have to drop out, and thanks for being here. And it's always awesome to get to see you.
See you, Ben.
Okay. See you guys.
All right. See you. And so with that, Tom, now it's time for your cool thing.
Okay. My cool thing is from Sony. It's called the Reon, R-E-O-N Pocket 5. And it's a personal cooling heating system that you wear. Now, last time, I picked the security camera that fires paintballs at intruders.
Yes, you did.
And I was a little bit unsure if that was an April Fool's joke or not. And when I first heard about this, and I have to credit Bob Beach in BTN Slack for making me aware of this thing. He posted this a few days ago. So thank you, Bob. I thought it was a joke, a personal cooling heating thing that you wear, but it didn't. And in fact, it is a real thing. So this is a little device. It's probably, I don't know, the size of a pack of gum kind of size that you kind of wear around your neck, you know, under your shirt. And it's got a little unit with, it's got a little fan that's, you know, built in a case. So it's not going to trim the hair on your chest or anything.
But, okay, good to know.
It basically creates, air movement. You know, it sucks in one side and blows out the other side. And apparently it's a thing. And, you know, I know having traveled to Japan a lot that if you're in Japan in July and you're riding very crowded trains or just walking around, it can be unbearably hot and muggy. So I understand the need for this thing. And I've read some reviews and people say, yeah, you know, it works. It's maybe not as powerful as they thought. So I'm picking this as a cool thing just because it's so odd. I'm not sure it's really that cool.
It's also literally a cool thing.
That's true. I didn't think about that part. It actually is a cool thing.
I didn't put the link for yours in the chat. I'm fixing that.
But I guess it would probably help. And if you live in an oppressively hot place or, you know, super cold place in the wintertime, and for whatever reason, you're having to walk down the street to catch a bus or, you know, taking public transport and it's really cold or hot, it might help, right? It wouldn't hurt. But I just thought it was the funniest thing in the world, and I was sure it was a joke. But it's a real thing. The Reon Pocket 5.
That's just absolutely ridiculous and just awesome at the same time.
It's so Japanese. It's a perfect Japanese gadget.
It is. Okay, so my cool thing, and I should just title that as well. Okay, here we go. My cool thing is a TV series on Apple TV Plus called Franklin. And this,
oh, yeah.
So Michael Douglas is playing Benjamin Franklin. And this is the story of when he went to France during the Revolutionary War to convince the French government to ally with the United States, which at this point was still the colonies, because we were at a war with the UK for independence. Anyhow, so this is when Benjamin Franklin went to France to get France to help the United States to ultimately win the war and gain freedom for the colonies. And I've watched only a couple episodes so far, and it's just wonderful.
Is it good?
I'm loving it. It is so much fun. It's done as a drama, So this is not a documentary. And I, of course, I'm sure they've taken liberties with, oh, that's kind of funny. Liberties. Anyhow, I'm sure they've taken liberties
Good one, Jeff.
to make the story flow better. But the gist of what's happening is in line with the historical events.
And it's so it's high quality script, acting,
Yes.
production. Oh,
Yes.
good. I'll have to check it out. I saw it the other day and I was hoping it would be a good one.
I hadn't gotten feedback from anyone about the show. I
Yeah,
just
me
seen
either.
the trailer, and there was one night I thought, well, let's just see. And so I watched the first episode and just loved it. I thought it
Oh,
was
that's
really well
good.
done.
So you realize this is the British Tech Network, Jeff.
Yeah, where are they? I haven't seen any of the Brits
And
today.
you're talking about the guy who. A show about the guy who got another country to help us kick the oppressors out.
Yeah, it's a fun story, the way they're presenting it, and it's lots of intrigue and drama and I mean, if you know anything about the history of what was going on, with all of this, I mean there's a very real threat to people's lives, including Benjamin Franklin's. And so there's backstabbing and switching sides and espionage and everything you would want in this kind of a story. It just so happens that it's actually based on real events.
Well, and it's a good story to tell because I don't think most Americans pay enough attention to the fact that we won the Revolutionary War in great part due to the help from the French.
Yep. And I think a lot of people that know that Ben Franklin went to France to get help, they don't understand what that actually really meant.
Right.
And
It's, you know, it's a little bit like Churchill trying to get Roosevelt to help in World War II. You know, it's not a very simple story. It's a very complex thing to do,
Yeah, there's
dangerous
a
thing to
bit
do.
in the trailer where Benjamin Franklin, he's in a carriage, and his grandson went with him on this trip. And so his grandson says, "How long are we staying?" And Franklin says, "Well, until we get France's support, or we're hanged."
Right, and that was true. That was
And I mean,
going
and
to
that
be
was
the
just straight
case.
up true.
Yep.
Yep. So Franklin on Apple TV Plus, and it's yeah, I think it's just a really well done series. And Michael Douglas is great. Part of what makes him great in this is that he's not playing Benjamin Franklin like this bigger than life.
Eccentric, crazy guy.
Yeah, he's playing him probably fairly close to what Franklin was like. I mean, very clever, very
Right.
smart, charming when he needs to be, crass, and yeah, and double crossing when he needs to be.
Devious. Michael Douglas has come a long way since the streets of San Francisco.
Oh my God, right?
That's
He's made it all the way to France.
right. Well, that's a good pick.
All right. So with that, it's time for us to wrap up. Tom, where can people find you?
People can find me on Mastodon. I am Tom F at sfba.social. Thanks, Jeff.
It's been awesome, and it's great to see you. I feel like I've missed out on my Tom fix recently.
Yeah, I've been missing a couple of shows. I apologize.
No, it's okay. Unlike some of us, you have a life. All right. So for me, on social media, I'm Jay Gamut. I'm active on Mastodon, Instagram, and Threads. And then for shows, On Tuesdays, Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live. On Thursdays, Dave Ginsberg's In Touch with iOS. Then here on the British Tech Network, Thursdays on The Big Show, Fridays on The Mac Show. And then also, Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine. And with that, I think it's safe to say that we can really wrap up now. So thank you, everyone, for being here and joining in today. You are all awesome. Everyone that watches or listens to the shows later, thank you for being part of this as well. You too are awesome. And speaking of awesome, Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. And Tioso Host, thank you for being here and supporting us. Go give them some online love. And speaking of love, how about the Daily News Show? That's worth some love right there. So if you're not already checking out the Daily News Show, do it. 5 minutes of the tech news that matters to you. It's waiting for you when you get up in the morning. And Kyle is fantastic at what he does. It does take more money to make that show run. So go to the BTN homepage and click the button to send some money in for the Daily News Show. And we came so close once to losing it completely, but we didn't. And so let's make sure we never hit that point again. So thank you to everyone that's supporting the Daily News Show. And those of you that are going to be supporting when you are able, thank you in advance. And okay, so next, I was going to say next day. Holy crap.
Tomorrow, some people call that tomorrow, Jeff.
Tomorrow on the Mac Show, we will be doing keynote poker. On Monday, I believe, Apple is hosting a media event, and we're likely to see new iPad announcements. But of course, we're doing our keynote poker ahead of that. What's going to make this one especially interesting is that Patrice is out of town, so I will be stepping into her shoes, and which will probably like make my calves look great. I'll be stepping into her shoes and running keynote poker tomorrow for the first time ever.
Oh, first time.
Yeah.
You have to bring a case of beer. It's your first time. So.
Right. And well, it's probably sitting right over there, or it will be soon. all right. So be sure and join us tomorrow for keynote poker on the Mac Show. And then next week, join us on Thursday for the Big Show, and then Friday on the Mac Show. And that's where we will see how well or how poorly our predictions panned out for the event. And with that, everyone, have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week.